Welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with created content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isobe, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my word. And we're back. Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good everything. How are you all doing? Yeah. You know, I always say it. I it's my safe space. Each time I come into the World Cafe, yeah, be it virtual studio or real, as you want to call it, I feel super excited. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you are there listening to me, it gives me this satisfaction. And so how are you? I'm going to start by, you know, asking that question. How are you? How's it been with you? You know, yes, a lot has been happening all over. Yeah, globally, a lot has been happening. But you know how we say it when we come into this space. It is where we come to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. Yep. I'm fine, lovely, doing so well, grateful to God. Yeah, surmounting the challenges one after the other, dependent totally on God's grace and provision. Yep. Okay. Well, the weather has changed somehow. It's becoming more, when I say hot and a little bit of cold where I am, that is, you know, somewhere, yes, around the world, in Nigeria, Federal Capital Territory. Yep. Good. So what are we going to be doing today? You know, for a beat, I thought of what to share on, you know, the show today. I've just been like going through it in my head. What do I share? A lot, you know, I have a lot lined up and all of that, but I couldn't quite place it. Yep, I couldn't quite place it. So I just sat down there going through, you know, my thoughts and trying to understand, as in put together. But something came to me and I felt like we can't get tired of talking about it. And I felt like, no, I need to revisit it, you know, not as if we can exhaust it. We cannot. And that is the purpose question. The purpose question. But that's not the topic of what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is what I would call, I'll tell you how I came about it anyway, you know, meaning-seeking creatures. Yeah, we are meaning-seeking creatures. So meaning-seeking creatures. That's what I want to talk about, human beings. But that falls within, would I say, the framework of purpose. Yes, the framework of purpose. And I'm going to do, I'm just going to go through it. Meaning. We all seek meaning in one way or the other. I was reading a piece. I was reading a piece from this, I would call it a blog. You know, they describe themselves as the gaping void culture. Yeah. Is it gaping or gapping void? Culture design group. Is it gapping now or gaping? Something like that, bridging the divide. I always love going to their blog to read stuff and get inspired. And so I came across this. And it's like answered the question of what am I going to share with my audience on this episode of the Word Cafe podcast. And yes, I saw what we are, creatures who seek meaning. A wise man once said, when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And I say, so if you discover purpose and you come to know your purpose, you come to know your why, then it means you will be useful. Yep, your energy, you within the framework of your purpose, you've come to discover who you are and how to like expend your energy, how to be spent, if I must use that now, how to give and how to like, it provides more or less like a framework. It keeps you within that, what I say, security. You are secured. You know your boundaries. You don't overstep them. You don't overexert yourself. You exert yourself in such a way that that purpose is expressed. More or less, we seek meaning. And so I saw that piece, you know, is a write-up about vulnerability, actually, and how we don't sell services. That's the write-up. I'm just going to go through it a little bit, but we sell experiences. People, why do we do what we do? We just want to have that experience. And that can be summed in that statement that we are creatures seeking meaning. We are meaning-seeking creatures. And actually, I took that word and I checked it up, like, okay. And I discovered it was actually from a book. Yes, a book done by Ivan D. Yalom. That's his name. Ivan D. Yalom, that's his name. He said, The Gift of Therapy. He said, an open letter to a generation of therapists and their clients, more or less. So he said, we humans appear to be meaning-seeking creatures who have had the misfortune of being thrown into a world devoid of intrinsic meaning. One of our major tasks is to invent a meaning. Study enough to support a life and to perform the tricky maneuver of denying our personal authorship of this meaning. Thus, you know, we conclude instead that it was our mistake, whatever, waiting for us. Our ongoing search for substantial meaning, for substantial meaning systems, often throws us into crisis of meaning. But this is where I want to come in. Meaning. We all seek it. Every day of our lives, when we wake up, every minute, it's like we're going after something. And just like he said there, when we discover this meaning, everything we do, every breath we draw, we begin to, more or less, live. So what's that meaning? What's that meaning to you? How do I discover my why? How do I discover my meaning? How do I find it? I'm going to share this with you on the show. Yeah, I'm going to share this with you. And I think I've said it a couple of times, discussing with friends and what have you, how I came about podcasting, how I came about sharing my thoughts. And I remember there was a period in my life, a dark time in my life, pretty dark. And I was like, okay, how do I get myself out of this? How do I find? Because it's like your meaning
So to say, your meaning brings this joy. You know, there's something you're living for. You wake up every morning, you look forward to it. You more or less like, this is me. And when I discovered it, that's the power of words, which is more or less the name of my show also, the Word Cafe podcast. It talks about words, the meaning of words and all of that. So I began to dwell on words. And I've come to discover that dwelling on the power of words has opened me up to what I call it, the streams that exist within the universe of words. That with words, you can create, obviously. There's a sound to words. There's a light to words. There's a laughter to words. There's a writing to words. There's a voice to words. So now, it is not just about having, possessing the, as in words in your bowels, but now you begin to dig deep. Yep, dig deep, go in to that very essence. And it's like you begin to draw from the resources within. That's how I see it. You write, you speak, you sing, you talk, you laugh. But all stems from the uniqueness, the meaning one has derived from knowing the power of words. And it's like every day, everything I do, everything I lay my hands on, you know, it just points to that very one thing, the power of words. Yes, I dwell on it practically, the power of words. So that is what we are. It's like saying, do you think Ronaldo, Ronaldo, the footballer, CR7 as we call him, do you think if we put him in a basketball pitch, we're going to know him as CR7? Okay, imagine somebody like Michael Jordan, as we call him, to air, he's not human. If we put him in, or rather we put him on a football pitch, do you think he's going to be the Michael Jordan that we know? Now come to think of it, these ones have come to discover, should I say, what gives their life the sweetness, the meaning. They've come to discover their definition, if I must use it that way, because I see definition as limitation. Because when you come to define things, you stay within the frame of what you have defined, because more or less you've come to know the meaning. And as it were, because you've come to know the meaning, you don't go beyond that meaning you now know, but rather you begin to like unearth the different dimensions and levels of the meaning. So these ones have come to discover their meaning, and they've so invested, they've so disciplined themselves, they've so worked on themselves that the dimension of the meaning that they have come to know, they begin to like reveal the different sides of it. It gives them joy. It's like saying they are in their natural element. They give you their best. Not necessarily the best, but they give you their best. And they give you the different version of their best every day, that we now come to like take it to be a standard, a measurement, more or less. And we all come to like look at them. And we aspire like, I want to be like that person. You kind of find yourself in what they are doing or how they are doing it, and you follow that. That is what we are creatures seeking meaning. That's why we're here. That's why we walk the earth. That's why we, you know, wake up every morning. And the truth is, if meaning, just like the wise man said, if purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So bring it into that, you know, our frame. It helps us live. And not just live, we live purposefully. We don't just exist. It's not just like, you know, you're just there. No, occupying space like Mars. No, you're not just occupying space, but you are harnessing space. You make the space meaningful. Every time at your disposal counts. As the clock ticks away, your life is not being ticked away, but rather your life is being, should I say, lived, fulfilling that purpose. Your life is giving off true meaning. So, you see, that's one thing. Everybody on the surface of the earth is seeking meaning. And let me tell you something. We can find that meaning. Yes, we can. Through Him, Jesus. Yes, we can find that meaning through Him. You know, on the show, that's my strength. Scriptures, the Word of God, that's my strength. You know, there's a scripture that each time I look at it, it excites me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, that's a very powerful statement. No one comes to the Father except by me. So more or less, what it takes to live life and live it to the fullest lies within Him. Yes, the way, the truth, and the life. So we need these three things: the way, the truth, and the life. So every other meaning, so to say, that you come to discover, you know, and it is outside these three principles, very challenging. Very challenging. But within Him, or through Him, or by Him, this meaning that we have come to know, oh, I'm a singer, oh, I'm a writer, oh, I am an entertainer, oh, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. These three things bring out the best out of you. And at the end of your life here on this side of eternity, you come to like, see, I lived, I didn't just exist, and I lived very well. I lived to the glory of the Father. So that is it. That discomfort, you know, every day you wake up, it's like that discomfort, that thing that troubles you within, you're looking for a meaning. You're looking for a meaning. You're searching for a meaning. Meaning satisfies. Yes. Meaning satisfies. It's like somebody who is hungry and you're satisfied. But do you know what? Hunger doesn't go away. You're like, you know, you're hungry and you eat something for that moment, and all of a sudden there's another hunger. So that meaning, you find deeper essence, and it keeps going, and it is in God. We come to find that, should I say, completeness. Guys, yes, that's why we're here, to seek meaning. to know, you know, as in to know, to be happy, to be happy, to be fulfilled. That's why we're here. Yes. All right, guys. I thought to just come your way, you know, today and share this with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Yeah, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are looking for an answer. You're seeking meaning. You are seeking meaning. That's why you're here. And that meaning is found in God through Jesus. Yeah, no matter what you call it, it is found in God through Jesus. And you come to see that you are an answer to a question, to a why. All right, guys. I am super excited coming into this space to share this with you. No matter what it is, you are seeking meaning. And the answer is not without, it is within. So when you go back inwards, make that contact with Him, with divinity, you come to unearth that potential and it flows, filling that void, filling that emptiness, filling that space. All right, then, you know how we do it on the show. This is the space where we come in to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. Till I come your way again. Bye for now.
Awesome time it has been with you on the World Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at Amakri Isoboye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, my HR notebook, and Hocus Focus on God on Amazon and Roving Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at the same address at Amakri Isoboye. I love to hear from you and how this podcast has impacted you. You can leave me a message at my email address, amakrigaribaldi@gmail.com. That is AmacriGaribaldi. Yes, till I come your way again. Bye for now.